All right, is this thing on? All right, let's go. Welcome to the first ever PV41 podcast, the number one spot for all your Pine Valley needs. Let's take a minute to learn about your hosts. I'm Rebecca, and with me is your other host, Regis. Hey, Regis.
Hello. How are you?
I think they're pretty good today. On today's show, we'll talk about us learning about your hosts. Probably some AMC new location and maybe some murder mystery if we're lucky, if we get to it. So now we're going to talk about us. So Regis, when did you start watching All My Children?
About 1990. Yes. How about you?
Pretty much mother's womb. Watching some AMC. Didn't really like it. Now I'm watching it.
Do you remember the first storyline that you saw?
No. How about you?
The first thing I remember is Janet throwing Natalie in the well.
Oh, wow.
So, that was pretty crazy. Pretty nuts. She was kind of cuckoo. They watered her down when she came back a couple times, but back then she was pretty cuckoo. So.
All right, that's pretty cool. So, I'm Rebecca. I'm 26. We both live in the South Coast, Massachusetts area, and we're going to be with you maybe once a week, a little bit more than once a week. And hopefully we have some good stories and our opinions on All My Children and what we think, who we think, and where the direction of the show should be going. So probably talk about first the AMC move from New York to L.A. What are you thinking about that, Regis?
I'm not that big a fan, actually. I think that this is a bad thing. I think that it's not going to be the same All My Children. I think that most of the actors are going to leave, and they're going to have to hire a bunch of newbies and do a bunch of recasts. So I'm not too excited about that. What do you think?
I'm thinking it might be good economy-wise. They get a bigger set in L.A., and you know, maybe they'll have a fresh start on, you know, trying to get AMC back up in the ratings with that. But then there's the move. People who live in New York on the show, you know, have families and kids and houses. And, you know, it's not good real estate market right now. And, you know, the big move from New York to L.A., that's going to be the question.
Also, too, like, don't you think it's not going to make a difference if we have the same crappy writers and producers and the show's still the same crappy quality that it's been over the past 2 years?
I mean, who knows with that? It could be, but, you know, they're getting a bigger stage. They'll probably save some money, so that might help in the long run to keep AMC around a little bit longer with it. Just hopefully we can get some better storylines up in this piece.
I guess so. We're just going to have to see. I don't have a lot of faith, but I can turn around, I guess.
Well, it's just if the actors decide they're going to boycott the move and all get the boot, or if they do a protest and they get to stay in New York a little bit longer, but I'm thinking the move is pretty much there, so I mean, I heard they got 1 week to do a decision making, and 1 week to decide from New York to LA is a big step, so who knows?
Here's a big question for you. Do you think the show could survive without Erica Kane?
Erica Kane, I mean, just the legacy of her name being on the show so long, I don't know if that will be a huge draw, if that still is a huge draw of people watching the show to see her. I mean, if it is, then who knows? I mean, I have no idea. What about you? What do you think? Do you think people will want to watch if Erica's not on the show?
Well, Erica hasn't been a focal point for years, really, so I don't think it really matters, because I think it's pretty much been the Zach, Kendall, Ryan, Annie show for the last 3 years, and I think viewers are getting sick of it. So I think with this move, they had to sort of shake things up behind the scenes as far as creative goes to really get the juices going.
Mm-hmm. Also, with the new move, they might be looking into bringing some old characters back on the show that currently live in L.A., and maybe want to get a kickback on the show, maybe some short-term boost ratings so you can keep going on with the show. Who would you like to see come back if it could?
Well, first and foremost, I'd say Sky. because the actress is amazing, the original Skye, and Adam needs someone who he can bounce off of instead of, excuse me, Kobe and JR and the same old tired storyline. So I think if Skye were to come back, it could really get things moving again.
Yes.
And maybe Greenlee too, although she's been dead like twice already, so I don't know if that would actually be a good thing, or I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes, I guess, because they always make promises and they never really follow through.
Exactly. So. I mean, I like to see some Dixie, but with the storyline Tad and what's-her-face got going on.
Taylor.
Who knows? I'm so bad with names. You'll get to know that real quick. With the storyline they got going on, I mean, it seems a little rushed, so maybe if Dixie comes back and throws herself into the mix, if they ask her to come back, that'll be a good, you know, all my children's craziness.
How would you explain the whole Dixie dead thing, though? We saw her die on screen. What would you do to me, Ryan?
I have no idea. That's why I'm not a head writer. Maybe he can pull something out of his ass.
I would say, because I have a lot of time on my hands, that during the whole Satin Slayer mess, debacle, debauchery, that they gave her drugs to make it look like she was dead to sort of lure the Satin Slayer out, and David took her out of town, and now that it's safe, she could come back, and there could be a Tad Taylor Dixie triangle.
Nice.
I think that would be quite amazing, actually.
I mean, so now all we can do is just hope that the move is good and, you know, a lot of the main people still come back on the show and maybe we'll get to see some new people on it. Now, next topic, a.k.a. murder mystery, if there even is one. Who's the killer? Who we think's the killer? Is there even a killer yet? Who knows?
That's a good question, actually, because from what I've heard, the writers and creators and behind-the-scenes people don't even know who the killer is themselves. So I think it's, we'll have to wait and see. I've heard it's Amanda, I've heard it's Emma, I've heard it's Annie. You never know, I guess. Who would you make it if you could make it somebody?
I'm not sure. I mean, everyone wants it to be Annie, so I definitely don't think it's going to be that. It's definitely not going to be Kendall. It'd be dumb to make Amanda the killer because there is no reason. I mean, everyone hates Adam, but there wasn't anything built up to her killing at all. I mean, the possibility that it could be Ryan's kid, Emma, is it Emma?
Yes.
Makes more sense to me if Kendall would have a flashback, maybe, of, you know, her picking, I don't know what she would pick up, if she would pick up a gun, or something like that, or even when they were doing the flashbacks from Kendall's little thing, there was David hiding behind a tree, maybe he killed him. It makes more sense to have someone like that than Amanda be the killer. I mean, and also with Annie, I mean, she's bad, and, either they need to make her do it and just be bad, or just get over the fact that she's bad, and it's just dragging on. I can't stand the Annie bull crap anymore.
Do you think they should write her off the show, or?
I don't think they should write her off the show. I mean, they definitely need to give her a better storyline, or make it just, with her and Adam, it doesn't really fit. It doesn't seem contrived either. It doesn't seem contrived that she'd be legitimately falling in love with Adam. Either they have to make it that she's out for something and make her character seem like she's out for something, or move on, because it doesn't seem realistic. I mean, granted, there are gold diggers around today and blah 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 blah, but with the whole, I don't know, it doesn't seem plausible that she would fall in love with Adam. I mean, Adam would fall in love with her, but it just, I don't know, her being nice and yet bitchy to everyone at the same time doesn't seem that realistic.
See, I think she deserves, she has every right to be bitchy as to what the people of finally putting through the last.
Yeah, but then to fall in love with Adam, it just doesn't seem legit. Either it's not legit and make her seem like it's not legit, like she's using him for something. Because the true love, falling in love, let's get married, blah, blah, blah. It just, it doesn't sit well.
Yeah, I think they need, my fantasy was that they would have put Ryan with, Annie with Ryan's brother, Jonathan, when he was on the show, but they never went that route. I don't see that Adam anything really taking off or going anywhere.
I'm thinking maybe Annie's going to fall in love with Scott. If Adam convinces Scott to move in, that's more realistic.
That's funny that you mentioned that, actually, because in the preview for this week, in the ABC preview, they showed Annie sitting there with a shocked look on her face. And Scott comes in with his shirt ripped off and he's making googly eyes at her. So we'll see how it goes. I don't know.
But then that leaves, what's her face? What the hell is her name?
Marissa.
Yeah, Marissa with JR and Scott. And I thought she looked better with Scott because, I mean, you can't really replace Babe. And that would kind of be weird that she's Little A's aunt and then the girlfriend to the kid. I don't know. That just, but it's, you know, it's soap, so they can do it, but it just doesn't seem like she'd let herself fall in love with that idea.
I don't know exactly what I'd do with JR, to be honest with you. I think JR, the character, needs a break. I like the actor decent enough, but there's only so many times you can do the JR going back to the bottle storyline before it gets redundant and old.
True.
So, I don't know, I guess we'll just have to see where it all goes. If I could make somebody the whole killer in this whole mess, I think I would have it be Liza, because as much as I don't like Jamie Luna as Liza, maybe it would give her meaty material and she can finally show us her acting chops, because right now she's not showing me anything I want to see.
It would be a good storyline, because she is trying to get Kendall off and all she needs is reasonable doubt, and if she killed him, then she would know information that only the killer would know to get Kendall off. So who knows? Maybe the writers are thinking of that. I mean, there's many possibilities here.
I wish the writers were thinking. I don't think they are, though.
I don't know.
We shall see, I guess. I think that's it for this week.
All right, so we're going to wrap up, and thanks for listening to our very first podcast. PV411 for all your Pine Valley needs. Stay tuned maybe next week or so. Blah, blah, blah. And thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Bye.